When it comes to most parshios in the Torah, you have a full week to prepare. So after laning Parshas Bereishis, so we'll have a full week till the following Shabbos, where we're going to be laning Parshas Noach. Sometimes you have a little bit more than a week. So when it came to Zos HaBracha, so the Shabbos prior was Chol HaMoed Sukkos. So we didn't read a Parsha then, and therefore you have from the previous week, before even Chol HaMoed, where you read Hazinu, you have basically a week and a half till you're reading Zos HaBracha. However, out of all the parshas in the Torah, there is one parsha, only one parsha, where you have less than a week to prepare, and that is Parshas Bereishis. Because on Simchas Torah, when we read Zos HaBracha, so then that could fall out in the middle of the week. Sometimes it even falls out Simchas Torah on Friday. And then, in a situation like that, literally the next day is Bereishis, and then you're already by Mincha moving on to laning Parshas Noach. So why is it, ask my Rebbe, Rebbe Baruch Simon, why is it that Kosh Baruch Hu set up the system where Bereishis is always the smallest amount of time to prepare? Because you finish Zos HaBracha and then 1 day, 2 days, 3 days later, you're reading Bereishis. And he answered, he said that Kosh Baruch Hu didn't want us to spend too much time thinking about the creation of the world. Because there's certain things when it comes to the creation, when it comes to Parshas Bereishis, certainly the beginning of the Parsha, there's certain things that we just can't understand. And the Gemara in Chagiga on Daf Yud Alef Amud Beis says, Yachol, you might think, Yishal Adam Mala Mala, Umala Mata. You might be able to think that a person should be able to ask, what's above and what's below? Malif Nemu Mala Echor, what was before the creation of the world? What's going to be after? That from one end of the heavens till the other end of the heavens. Says the Gemara, from one end of the heavens, from one end of the heavens to the other, you can ask, meaning within the confines of the world that we live in. But you can't ask, and you can't, certainly because you can't understand what is above, what is below, malifnim, maliachor. What came before and what is going to be coming after? There's certain things when it comes to the world and wanting to know the way things were and the way things will be that we just can't understand. And Rabbi Nachman said, that's actually a praise of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When a person, sometimes out of frustration, a person says, I don't understand Hashem, why do you do this? Right? Something, Chas V'Shalom, is going, they see it as going terrible in their lives, and they're frustrated. They say, Hashem, I don't know what's going on. Why are you doing this to me? And Hashem agrees. Rabbi Nachman says, Hashem says, yeah, you're right. You don't understand how I operate. You don't know why I'm doing this. And of course, the person isn't necessarily intending that line as a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it is true that we can't understand His ways. In a certain sense, it is a certain sense of a praise, as Rabbi Nachman's saying, because we're saying, your thinking, your thought process is beyond us. Your actions and the way you conduct this world is beyond us. And there's nothing we could really do to understand that. And unfortunately, there are people that are Rahman Litzlan turned off when they can't understand something. And I meet with many, many students, and I've heard on multiple occasions students who have told me that they keep the mitzvos that make sense to them. They keep the mitzvos that they understand, and that rationally, yeah, it makes sense that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do this. But when it comes to other mitzvos, things that just don't seem to fit into this 15 or 16-year-old's way of the world, of conducting the world, no, I shouldn't have to do that. I shouldn't be held accountable if I don't do that. And one of the things obviously, certainly, it depends my relationship with the person and the way they're presenting this issue. But one of the things I say is that if I were to attend a Harvard math class, I will certainly not know what's going on. I'll have no clue. But I would be, aside from being foolish and being in a class where I don't know anything that's going on, I'd be even more foolish to say that the professor doesn't know what he or she is talking about. Just because I don't understand doesn't mean that it doesn't make sense objectively. Of course, it's just me, because I'm not at that level of math. And there's so many things that we can't understand, and that's okay. But that doesn't mean that just because we can't understand it, that doesn't mean there's no answer for it. the Tiferes Shimshon, Rav Shimshon Pinkas, in Sefer Ambracious, on Daf Yud Dalet, he says, Nimtzeinu Lemedim, come and learn. We have to learn. Shahevdel ben or lechoshech, the difference between light, and when he says light, he's referring to understanding and rationale, lechoshech, to darkness, to confusion, to not knowing something, eno ha'im hadavar kayam alo. The difference is not that whether something exists or doesn't exist, that we have an answer or don't have an answer. Kol ma sheyesh be'or, yeshno gam b'choshech. When it comes literally to his analogy that he gives, is imagine if you have to go to a Beis Medrash and you have to look for a sefer, and it's nighttime and the lights are off and there's no light coming in from the windows and it's pitch black in the room. And you're fumbling around at the table where you're pretty sure the sefer that you need is right there. And you pick it up and you're feeling it. You're thinking that this is the width, this is the length of the sefer you need. And now you go outside and it's the wrong sefer. So of course you'd be foolish to say that, oh, my sefer is not there. No, of course it's just the fact that it's dark. And that if someone just turned on the lights, you'd clearly be able to see that your sefer is right there. He says, the difference between light and dark is not whether the sefer, whether that thing is there or not. That same thing that's going to be there in the room when it's lit is also going to be there in the room when it's dark. The difference between or and choshech is in you, is in the person. Is in your perception, your ability to see. Shebechoshechu eino roes hadavar. Because in darkness, you can't see it. And he says, he explains that when a person has something difficult going on in their life, and they think that, you know, there's nothing that'll make sense. It's just that in our world, we're in a world of choshech. And to us, it doesn't make sense, but there is an answer. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to turn on the lights and give us the answer and show us the answer, so, you know, we would be able to understand it. And Shem Pinkas goes on to explain that this world, Olam Hazeh, is Choshech. And as the Gemara says in Bab Metzia, Daf Pei Gemal and Beis, that this world is called Choshech. And Olam Habo is the Or. And we're going to be able, the same issue that we have where we think there's no answer, this doesn't make any sense in this world, that we think there's no way this makes sense, Kosh Baruch Hu is going to turn on the lights in Olam Haba for us and say, yeah, no, that's the answer. It actually does make sense. It was there all along. The answer was there, you just couldn't understand it. You couldn't see it. When Rav David Gottlieb was working on his PhD in math at Brandeis University, before he was a religious Jew, he approached the Boston Rebbe and told him that he had a few questions about Judaism. And the Boston Rebbe, he said, before you ask your questions, I first want to learn a little bit with you, because our relationship has to be built on a foundation of learning Torah. And so, Rav David Gottlieb and the Boston Rebbe sat and they learned for a little bit. And then afterwards, the Boston Rebbe said, okay, please, tell me your questions. Rav David Gottlieb, who's a very, very intelligent person, he had three questions that were extremely puzzling to him. And he wrote them down on a piece of paper. He puts the paper on the desk and slides it over to the Boston Rebbe. And the Boston Rebbe looks at these three questions. He thinks for a few moments. And he answers the first two. And Rav David Gottlieb is certainly happy with the answers that he was given. And then the Boston Rebbe slides the paper back to Rav David Gottlieb. And he says, I can't answer the third. And he says, but I actually can answer the third. I'm just not going to. And he said, why? Why aren't you going to answer? He says, because I want you to realize that in life, there are going to be questions that come up. And you're not necessarily going to always be able to come to me and ask me your questions. And I don't want you to think that just because you don't have an answer to your question, that throws everything away. You have to learn to live with the questions. And you have to know that you can still be a religious Jew with the questions. And that's okay. And we live in a generation where everyone has access to every answer right in front of them. Right? You type something into Google, something that you want to understand, you want to learn about, and it's right there. However, there are certain things HaKadosh Baruch Hu set out that we just can't understand and we can't know. And we have to learn to humble ourselves. We have to realize that we do not know all the answers, and we're not going to as hard as we try. But that doesn't mean, A, that there aren't answers to those questions, and B, certainly it doesn't mean that we're supposed to give up and we're supposed to abandon everything we've been doing until that point just because we don't have an answer. When it comes to starting the Torah, we have to be mekabel the Torah bi'ava, and we have to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon us and to do his mitzvos, whether we understand them or whether we don't understand them. But we have to know, certainly, that the bottom line is that there is an answer to our question. And anything that comes to us, any difficult situation in life, there is a solution for it. We might not be able to see it, and may never be able to see it in this world. But there is an answer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the room with the lights on, even though we see it with the lights off. We should be zocha to be able to have a high level of emunah, to be able to continue serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in the dark times and the darkness that we live in.